Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Really humbled and grateful that you're here today, and just want to thank you for being someone who loves the Word of God and who loves to be prayed for. Today, I am in Psalm 76, and we are in the Christian Standard Bible, CSB. It says this: God is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he shatters the bow's flaming arrows, the shield, the sword, and the weapon of war. You are resplendent and majestic, coming down from the mountains of prey. The brave-hearted have been plundered. They have slipped into their final sleep. None of the warriors was able to lift a hand. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both chariot and horse lay still. And you are to be feared. When you are angry, who can stand before you? From heaven you pronounced judgment. The earth feared and grew quiet. When God rose up to judge and to save all the lowly of the earth, even human wrath will praise you. You will clothe yourself with a wrath that remains. Make and keep your vows to the Lord your God. Let all who are around him bring tribute to the awe-inspiring one. He humbles the spirit of leaders, for he is feared by the kings of the earth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm thankful that you save the lowly of the earth. And it's hard for me to understand what this means, but I just love the phraseology of even human wrath will praise you. You will clothe yourself with the wrath that remains. Lord, there's always so many mysteries in your word, but there's always also so many treasures. And so I thank you that, you know, I'm reminded of the trees of the field will clap their hands. And Jesus, when you walk the earth, you said, even if they didn't praise you, the stones would cry out. And so, Lord, your creation praises you, but Lord, may it be that we praise you, that we bring tribute to you, that you that we rejoice in the fact that you are the awe-inspiring one. You are worthy of our awe. You are worthy of our lives. You are worthy of our worship. You are worthy of our surrender. You're worthy to be prayed to. You're worthy of our dependence. And so, Lord, we choose to depend on you today. Lord, you do humble those who are proud, and you lift up those who are lowly. And so, Lord, we pray that you would do just that today in our world. As we look around, we see a lot of people who are full of themselves. And sometimes, Lord, that person is us. And so, Lord, scarily, I guess that's not even a word, but we scarily pray that if we are in that place of pride, that you would humble us. And that's a daring, dangerous prayer, but we do pray it because we want to be a dependent people on you. We want to be those who look to you. You are the one who fills us with good things. You are the one that supplies our needs. You are the one whose presence we desire above everything else. And so, Lord, we continue in that posture of humbleness now. Tell us that when we're in that posture of humbleness, then you will bring us or exalt us in proper time. Instead of us trying to go to the banquet and be at the head seat, you say, go back to the lowest seat and let the host bring you up at a different time. And so, Lord, we don't want to be those who puff ourselves up or try to make ourselves important. And Lord, I hear that as I pray it and think, oh, Lord, please deliver me from my pride. Lord, thank you so much for verse 4. You are resplendent and majestic, coming down from the mountains of prey. Lord, majesty is such a beautiful word, and resplendent. Give us that glimpse today. Would you, in just something, and somehow show us, give us a snapshot of your glory. Give us a snapshot of your power and your eloquence and your beauty. We need that. We need to know. Sometimes when we go through doubt, we're like, is this real? Is this real? And you are so good to show yourself faithful to us. And so we thank you so much ahead of time for showing us that you are resplendent and majestic today. Lord, be with the person who is struggling financially, and I pray for supernatural provision. I pray for the person who's physically ill today, and I pray that your Holy Spirit would move in and through their body and make them feel better. I pray for the one who is battling something evil, and I pray that you would be their deliverer today. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by a conference, and it's a writer's conference, and I actually had the privilege of speaking at it last year. It's both in person and online this year. It's the Northwestern Christian Writers Conference, and you can go to Northwestern. Be sure you get that E-R-N. It's not Northwest, it's Northwestern, ChristianWritersConference.com. And it's going to be taking place on July 16th and 17th of next month. And there are also pre-conference sessions and a post-conference access package. And it's kind of nice to get that post-conference package because sometimes it can be hard to see everything all at once when you have a busy day. And so having access to all those different talks. I will be speaking at this, so if you want to see me, you can jump on. If you've always wanted to write a book and you've just kind of felt the prompting of the Holy Spirit to do so, they have all their different pricings on the website, and it's one of the things that I really appreciated about this conference is they really have a heart to help you. And as one who's a speaker, and I've spoken at a lot of conferences, it was just really a joy for me to be a part of one that they're really for writers, and they're very, very well organized. And so if you just feel that nudging of, you know, this is the year, maybe this is the year I dust off that dream of writing a book and really learning about the publishing industry and what it requires, and what is the process of writing a book and getting it published, you can go to NorthwesternChristianWritersConference.com and sign up today for this July, next month. All right. Thank you so much for Northwestern Christian Writers Conference for sponsoring Pray Every Day, and I hope you have an amazing day.